You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We're about 15 minutes away from Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News. He'll be with us to talk more about sort of a mid-season evaluation of how all the teams are doing. We'll also talk plenty of Tigers with him. And don't forget, at 10:45 to 10:50-ish, our fantasy baseball season continues. I won last week. I'm now up 3-1. Is that what I'm up now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So I'm up 3-1. So I get to pick this time, which is pretty awesome. So although I will admit both of us had horrible weeks last week.
I picked the guys who were leading the league in home runs, Ryan Braun and Robinson Cano. They combined in 2 weeks for one home run.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. But didn't you still beat me in home runs though?
No, you had two to my one.
Oh, okay, two to your one. Over 2 weeks, we had three home runs.
Nine RBIs we tied in.
Boy, we really know how to pick them.
Yeah.
Really know how to pick them. I want to stick with Michigan football here for a second, or something related to Michigan football. Tate Forcier, in case you didn't read it, ESPN.com reporting, Tate Forcier is no longer going to Miami, Florida. He had announced that he was transferring to Miami, Florida. It had been agreed upon. However, he never really registered for classes. He stopped talking to the university about 6 weeks ago, and he will not go to Miami, Florida. Now, here's where this gets interesting. Miami has three quarterbacks, basically. You've got Ja'Cory Harris, you've got Stephen Morris, and then an incoming transfer in Ryan Williams from Memphis coming in there, and then it was going to be Tate Forcier coming in. He would have been eligible to play next year. To me, this smells of somebody who wants a starting job handed to them rather than competing for that starting job, Scott. Does it smell like that to you?
I just can't stand Tate Forcier. And that whole family, they've been transfers, they've been quitters.
It's starting to feel like Mitch Mustang at Arkansas and then at USC. It's just they want it handed to them. And that drives me nuts when people don't want to compete for a starting job.
I understand if it's something of you want to be in the best situation possible for yourself. But yeah, he got beat out at Michigan, so he left. And you're right, he wants the easiest thing possible. And I mean, maybe it's time to look in the mirror and realize he's not that good. Go figure, a 5'10", 140-pound quarterback who's got an okay arm isn't really that wanted throughout the nation.
What drives me nuts about this whole situation, if you make a decision, because we're talking about life lessons here, college is a way to learn life lessons. If you make a decision to go somewhere, if you make a decision to transfer to that place, you have to follow through on your decision. It will make you a better person, it will make you a better athlete, and it will make you a better student. When it all comes down to it, I use Keith Nichol as a great example of this. Keith Nichol could have been the starter at Oklahoma. Right now, when you really look at it, he could have been the starter at Oklahoma. Made the decision to come to Michigan State. Now, at the time, I'm sure he didn't realize Kirk Cousins was the impending quarterback. However, he got here, figured out that there was competition, didn't shy away from that competition, never complained, competed at his best, and then became a team player and said, I'll go wherever you want me to. That shows me a person who has grown over time. Tate Forcier is running down the road of every single time something gets tough, he's just going to give up and go somewhere else. And that's a horrible lesson to teach your kid, as I'm speaking to the Forcier parents, so to speak, right now. That's a horrible lesson to teach someone. Now, if Forcier really wants to start somewhere, guaranteed, here's where he's got to go. There's two reasons why he should go here. He should go to a MAC school. You want to guarantee that you're going to start? Go to the MAC. There's plenty of teams that need a quarterback. Second, clearly he doesn't want to be a student athlete. Didn't want to be a student athlete at Michigan. Was academically ineligible. Could have been another reason why he didn't go to Miami, was because he might have been academically ineligible again. You go to the MAC, the academic standards are lower, and somebody of his talent can start in the MAC right away, and it's given to him. However, he's too proud to go play for a team like the MAC.
I think he's got to go Division II, do the Cam Newton.
He's too proud for that, though. He's too proud to go Division II. He hasn't made up in his mind that he's a top 10 quarterback in this country. He's got it made up in his mind. And he's going to go somewhere where it's going to get handed to him. Well, the bottom line is, people recruit. It doesn't work that way anymore. People don't stop recruiting quarterbacks because they hope that you're going to transfer from your team and they assume that they're going to get you. They keep getting people. That's the way it works in college football.
It's great that you brought up Mitch Mustain, because how many times does a guy actually transfer from one Division I big-time school to another and actually do anything? I mean, you can look at Ryan Mallett. That is the only guy that I can actually think of who's really been able to make a difference. Nick Foles at Arizona transferred from Michigan State.
Yeah.
But he did that when he was young enough where he was still able to work his way in.
Well, and you can still consider, I think you can still consider both Arkansas and Arizona were step downs from Michigan and Michigan State. Because when Foles went to Arizona, they were not a good team. They hadn't made a bowl in a while. And when Mallett went to Arkansas, they were not a very good team. I think the year before he got there, they were 3-9 or something along those lines. They were not a very good team. And so I just don't like the idea of this trend of players deciding to transfer to places because they think that they can start there. And then when it turns out they're going to have to compete for that starting job, they're just going to leave and go somewhere else. That's not a good trend to be setting. And we're in an era of college football where teams are planning 4 years into the future with the recruits that they've got. You've got teams that have freshmen right now on a team where their starting quarterback's a sophomore. Look at Devin Gardner in Michigan. Devin Gardner is going to get 1 year to start. And who knows, he may get passed up. What if they get a different quarterback in the next couple of years, because they're not just going to stop recruiting quarterbacks? What if they get a different quarterback that ends up being better than Devin Gardner, and Gardner never gets his chance to start? That's the era we live in college football. And so to transfer from place to place to place and assume that somebody's going to want to take you and start you right away is a bit presumptuous, in my opinion. And if I'm Tate Forcier, if you want to start right away, like you said, go to Division II or go to a MAC school, because that's really the only places you can go where you can guarantee right away that you're going to play.
Well, not just that, he has to prove it again. He didn't play much his whole last year. I mean, Michigan football was not Tate Forcier last year.
No, and I will give Forcier this. He was a pretty good freshman quarterback. He was not outstanding, but as far as true freshman quarterback goes, he was a pretty good quarterback. He wasn't terrible. However, that doesn't give you an automatic starting job somewhere else. It just doesn't happen unless you go to a place like a MAC school. Okay, when we come back, Tony Paul's going to be with us, national writer for the Detroit News. We'll be talking plenty of baseball. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.